By my calculations, you know, I'm an engineer and engineers make calculations. By my calculations, this past Friday, March 13th, marked the exact halfway point between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday. So how is your Lent going? Don't worry, I'm not here to audit your Lenten discipline, whatever it may be. We all know what we've got to do, and the good news is we still have half the season of Lent to do it. This is the fourth Sunday of Lent, traditionally known as Letere Sunday. In Latin, Letere means joy or to rejoice. It is a day specifically carved out in the church calendar for joy. To mark the occasion, Father and I trade our penitential purple vestments for these rose-colored vestments, an appearance we only make twice a year. At this midpoint of Lent, we pause to remember that our repentance and self-denial do not end in sadness. Instead, they lead us toward the inevitable joy of Easter. In light of that, do you feel that joy today? Do our readings today reflect this theme of joy and rejoicing? At first glance, they seem to focus more on sight versus blindness and light versus darkness. You see what I did there? Focus on sight. In our first reading, Samuel faces the daunting task of identifying and anointing a successor from among Jesse's 8 sons. And all Samuel has to go on is his physical sight. With a banquet waiting and a hungry crowd, he doesn't have time for interviews or getting to know them. He has to judge by appearances alone. But God quickly shuts him down on that approach. The Lord tells him, not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. Samuel never stood a chance with his own eyes. God was making a point. He knows our hearts, and it is our interior life, that is, what's inside, that matters most to him. That is where our own focus should be. And Israel might not have realized it at that moment, but in selecting David, God was giving them a true reason to rejoice. In today's gospel, the man born blind has the ultimate reason to rejoice. Jesus has given him the ability to see for the first time in his life. And while this physical miracle is incredible on its own, it carries a much deeper message for us. This man, whose name we never learn, received more than just his physical sight. He received spiritual sight, or sight through the eyes of faith. At the start of the story, he doesn't really know who Jesus is or where he came from. To him, Jesus is simply the man. But notice the transformation. After standing in Jesus' presence with an open heart, his perspective shifts completely. When Jesus finally asks, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" the man's eyes of faith are flung wide open, and he exclaims, "I do believe, Lord," and he falls down to worship him. Then, of course, we have the Pharisees. I almost feel sorry for these guys. They appear throughout the Gospels as the villains that we love to hate. They are so stubborn, so focused on enforcing the law of Moses, that they have blinders on to the bigger picture. They were not thinking for themselves. Though they were intelligent, they were not wise. They could not see as God sees because they lacked faith. Their spiritual blindness would not allow them to rejoice with this man who was given the miracle of sight. There's an old saying, there is none so blind as those who will not see. And that describes the Pharisees perfectly. As rigid rule followers, they wouldn't open their minds to anything beyond the letter of the law. They were so hung up on the fact that Jesus healed on the Sabbath that they missed the miracle entirely. This brings us back to the Sermon on the Mount that we discussed last month. Remember how Jesus urged his disciples to look beyond the law that the Pharisees were so obsessed with, not to overlook the law, but to follow it with the right motivation in our hearts. Jesus wanted his disciples, including us, to move away from being mere rule followers. He wanted a spirit of righteousness to take over our whole being, an attitude of the heart that guides us in every situation, not just those defined by the law. He wanted his followers to be thinkers. He wanted them to be wise. The man born blind understood this. He got it. By opening his mind and listening to Jesus, he proved to be the wisest person in today's gospel story. But lest we get too haughty in our judgment of the Pharisees and see their spiritual blindness, remember that each of us were born spiritually blind due to the effects of original sin. As the man born blind was cured by washing his eyes with the waters of the pool of Siloam, we were cured of our spiritual blindness by the waters of baptism. We have two baptisms after 10:30 Mass today. No more stain of original sin for those two, Liliana and Harrison. And that is something joyful to rejoice about on Lateri Sunday. Jesus' message to us today should be clearly seen. We don't want to be shackled by the vice of spiritual blindness like the Pharisees, a blindness that feeds on judgment, envy, suspicion, and fear. Instead, Jesus calls us to the virtue of spiritual sight, which is simply our growth in faith. This growth begins by moving closer to Jesus and giving him the opportunity to heal our vision. That's exactly what Lent is all about. We move closer to Jesus through prayer, which clears our vision, through fasting, by placing God's will above our own desires, and through charity, by sharing our God-given gifts with those in need. This Lent, Jesus is calling us to throw off our blinders and open our hearts and minds to him. He wants to restore the spiritual sight we first received at our baptism. In so doing, we will become like the man born blind, someone who opened his heart, recognized the Lord, and said simply, "I do believe, Lord." If we follow this example, we too will have every reason for joy and rejoicing. Laetare, rejoice in the Lord's mercy this Laetare Sunday.